Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the MOB community. Grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor, and man, I got to be honest with you, a great deal of fun. Thanks for being a part of my fun. Thanks for being a part of my week, and I'm grateful to be a part of yours as well. You know, they say that you shouldn't reinvent the wheel. Why reinvent the wheel? But when it comes to modeling success from others, perhaps you've heard that term, what that means is we go out and do what the champions do. We think like they think. We act the way they act. And perhaps, just perhaps, we can duplicate their success. Listen, I get it, but I got to tell you, I've heard from countless entrepreneurs who've been frustrated by trying to mimic someone else rather than just going out there and building their own success, modeling their own success. They're so busy trying to follow somebody else's lead, trying to walk their exact walk, talk, stand, even communicate the way they do. They're trying to be basically a carbon copy because, of course, somebody told them, hey, you should model success. I'm not necessarily making it out to be a bad thing, but I am issuing a small word of caution here. If you're going to go out there and model something, you're going to watch somebody do what they do with the hope of getting the same result they got, you are in for a long, arduous battle, my friends. It's possible that in that pursuit, you're leaving out the one critical ingredient, your own success. Now, you may be saying to yourself, JT, I'm brand new entrepreneur, have no success to show for it. And I say, hogwash, that's not true. You have some measure of success. It may not be the result that you're thinking about. You may be saying to yourself, I haven't even made my first sale yet. I don't have my first lead. I don't have my first customer. I don't have my first anything. I'm still striving to get my first. The challenge I have for you, the question I would ask you, and I want you to think about this, is are you closer today to that first sale, that first 10,000, that first million, whatever the thing is you're pursuing? Are you closer to that today than you were yesterday? Are you closer to it today than you were a week ago, a month ago, a year ago? And almost categorically, I can tell you the answer is yes, unless you have been under a rock doing zero. Now, I realize that there are some people that may fall into that category, and that's fine as long as you're committed to picking yourself up by the bootstraps and getting yourself back in the game. Since the beginning of time, mankind has been reverse engineering stuff in order to duplicate or improve the end product. Think about it. I mean, we were stealing ideas for weapons and technology all the way back to the time we were living in caves. If you look anywhere in any business book or self-help book, the principles are basically the same, right? The delivery is different, of course, because the story is different. But business practices, even techniques for sports and fitness, they're pretty much the same. They've been reverse engineered. We find new ways to improve things, to tweak things, to refine things, to make them better, for sure. But there's really not that much that's new under the sun. And, of course, even you see it in fashion, right? You see these trends that go, all of a sudden, something that was in style 30 years ago has now come back in style. Why is that? Because we start reverse engineering success. We start looking at what has worked in the past. It's interesting. Before you go about modeling other people's success, and I'm not saying don't do that, but what I'm saying is let's not forget a very key and important ingredient to your success. And that's how you got where you are right now, the way you operate, the way you think. When I first started learning how to fly airplanes, especially in the U.S. Navy, but even before that, when I was going for my private pilot's license before I went back in the Navy, I remember my flight instructor saying, what are your tendencies? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He said, are you somebody who's reactive? Do you scare easily under pressure? I'm like, not really. He's like, then you got to run with that. If you're somebody who's cool under pressure, you're going to do great in the cockpit. But if you're somebody who's not, then you got to know that you have that as a weakness, and it's something that you have to work on. Ah, isn't that interesting? He didn't tell me, pull the stick up and the airplane goes up, pull the stick down and the aircraft goes down. He didn't say that. He said, you got to know about yourself. You got to be refined in your own understanding of who you are. And as an entrepreneur, it's the exact same thing. The more we know about ourselves, the more predictable we can attain our success, because we know how we're going to operate under certain situations. Now, every situation is different, right? You go into a networking event and all of a sudden you see somebody there that you didn't think you were going to meet, somebody maybe you don't want to see, competitor, otherwise. How you respond in that moment will dictate the next 15, 20 minutes or an hour, however long you're at that event. If you see your key client, that dream client, that person you've been wanting to do business with, how you respond to that realization, what you do with that opportunity will dictate what happens next in your business. Do you shy away or do you walk up confidently to that person? Do you bull rush them and swarm them, or do you have poise? Reverse engineering success by modeling other people is great. But don't forget to reverse engineer your own success. How do we do this? First and foremost, it's just like any research project. You go back and look where you've succeeded in the past. What have you done in the past? And listen, it doesn't even have to be business related. Maybe you ran for class president. Maybe you wrote your thesis. Maybe you succeeded. Maybe you overcame something like a health issue. Maybe you got past poverty. Maybe you got past heartbreak. Maybe you got past cancer. Your success journal, your success journey will tell you a lot about the future. That's why I tell people all the time, journal on your journey. Journal on your daily, what you do every single day, especially the tough times and absolutely the victories. Why? Because it's breadcrumbs, my friend. You're leaving a breadcrumb trail for yourself to go back. It's research that you can use for your own benefit later. How did you pull off the comeback? How did you close that big sale? How did you overcome those insurmountable odds? How you did that will tell you a lot about how you can turn around and reverse engineer that into your new success, the next venture. Am I saying it's going to help you convert better on your website? Maybe. It's not always a one-for-one exchange, but the overall journey of the entrepreneur is a challenging one. And I will tell you this, what I have learned about my own success and what I've learned about how I've seen my clients succeed is the ability to go back, do the research on yourself and say, this is how I pulled it off before. Let's see if it'll work again. Next, you got to relive it. And I'm not talking about living in the past here. I'm talking about going back just like a sports team or an athlete does and watching the game film. We're looking at the way you went through the steps, the process. How did you think? How did you behave? How'd you feel? How did you prepare and how did you execute? You may say to yourself, but JT, listen, you know, I was the captain of my sports team. That's a whole different ball game than leading a business and building a business. And I say, oh, it's not that different. You'd be surprised how similar those things are. I've built an entire business, an entire brand, my whole career off of teaching people success principles based on aviation. Now, do those two correlate? Absolutely. But it takes creativity. It takes the ability to distill one idea into a next and relate it so people can say, ah, yes, I can apply that and actually get somewhere with it. You could do the exact same thing. But what you have to do is to go back and ask yourself, what did I think? How did I feel? How did I behave? How did I prepare? And how did I execute? What did I do with the feedback I got? Did I refine my process? Did I stay stuck? Did I move forward? What did I do? When you take that process and you think about it, it's almost like playing the game film back. Like I was saying, you look back. And again, we're not living in the past. We're reviewing. It's a very important window to how you operate. You go back and you go, okay, how can I reverse engineer how I did that thing, and how can I apply it to business? You will be utterly amazed with what you come up with. Next, you got to record it. Now, I was just talking about this a moment ago. In detail, put it in your journal. Create your little blueprints, even a video. Listen, you could turn on a video and talk to yourself. It might feel goofy at first. It might even feel goofier to watch it, but you'd be amazed at the stuff that will come out of your mouth or at the end of your pen. When you record what you've learned, what you've experienced, you are leaving a stamp on the future. You are telling your future self, this is how I did it. Now it's up to you to connect the dots. After you've recorded it, you got to keep it in a place where you can go back and review it over and over again. And here's what's interesting about it. The more you go back, the more you think about it, the more you review it, you'll start to see it from a different perspective, because you've always heard that term, oh, well, you know, hindsight's 20/20. It's easy to look back and go, oh, it wasn't that bad. I can look back on some of the toughest situations I've ever been in my life and go, you know what? It wasn't that bad. In the moment, it was pure hell. In the moment, I couldn't wait for it to be over. And it's true for all of us. That's why you have to record it in the moment so you get the meat, you get the feeling, you get the intensity behind it, so you won't forget that. And you can use that to leverage yourself in the future. And finally, you want to be able to relate it. What that means is you take this new thing that you're wanting to learn, you blend it in with your own success formula. This is exactly what I did with my book, Flight Plan to Success. I took all of the information that I could recall. Some of it was from old cocktail napkins and ideas and notes that I had for years. And we compiled it, put it into the book, and there you have it. It was my success Bible. It was literally the formula by which I created my own success and continue to this day. And I've refined it beyond just the book. In fact, I'm going to be teaching some of that next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you guys are interested in hearing some of the training I'll be doing, go over to jtdebolt.com/power. I'll be sharing some of that. But it's evidence right there of what I learned as an aviator, what I learned from achieving all these years and putting it into practice. And if you can relate what you've done in the past and help other people to do that, you will become very powerful, my friend. It's a whole new process. Magic happens. If you want to call it magic, that's fine. But this is where you make it yours. This is where you take a general idea or a concept, you put it into action, you apply it, you make some mistakes, you scratch the paint, ding the sheet metal, fall down on your face, skin your elbow a little bit, and get back up and learn from it and do it better the next time and improve it the next time after that. Pretty soon it becomes yours. And you can relate it to other people. And when you relate it, they get it. They go, oh my gosh, this person taught me something. And then it becomes real. It becomes powerful. It becomes something that as you teach it over and over again, it becomes part of who you are. Now think about that. Do you want to be an entrepreneur that makes a few bucks? Do you want to be an entrepreneur that makes a lot of money? Or do you want to be the entrepreneur that has an impact? Because if you're the entrepreneur that has the impact, don't worry about the income. It will far surpass your wildest, craziest imagination. I'll tell you that right now. Your impact will be far more powerful and far more valuable to you than any bank statement you'll ever get, by the way. It won't even matter. It'll be ancillary to everything else going on. And the way you make that impact is to reverse engineer your own success by doing the research on yourself, where you've succeeded in the past, how you pulled off your victories, how you overcame your setbacks. Going back and reliving it, not by living in the past, but by retracing your own steps, how you thought, how you behaved, how you felt, how you prepared, and how you executed. Then recording it in specific detail, putting it into a place that you will keep forever, a journal, if you will, and then relating it to other people. Taking that new thing that you're wanting to learn and relating it to the way you used to perform success, your own success formula. And when you put that into action, when you blend those two, what you're trying to learn now and how you overcame things in the past, when you blend those, you relate the two together, and then you share it with other people, man, explosions of greatness happen. Stand back because it's going to be amazing. So get after that today. Reverse engineer your own success. Realize you have more value than you realize. It's not just about modeling the gurus. It's not just about following in somebody else's footsteps. It's about blazing a trail that can only be blazed by you by combining somebody else's version of success with your own track record for how you've created success for yourself in your life and even perhaps for other people. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power-Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.